Multime Harmonies, a perennial favorite here at Theater in the Woods, is the Winnebagoland Barbershop Chorus. Now, the group enjoys singing the close harmonies that are associated with old-time barbershop music. But aside from their passion for music, the group prides itself on their many service and community activities. On an annual basis, they award college scholarships for students majoring in music education. They also provide funding for high school students attending the Young Men in Harmony camps. Also, the chorus has been very successful in competition. Last fall, they won a Plateau A award for competitions for small choruses. So, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of the Winnebagoland Barbershop Chorus under the direction of Todd Oxley. Gentlemen.
Good evening, everybody. How are you today? Everybody have a good day? Everybody had a good time, no rain so far today. This has been an exceptional summer here in Wisconsin. For those of you that are not from Wisconsin, I will tell you that I went to the south side of Oshkosh here yesterday, day before yesterday, and there is a hell of a big supply of gopher wood down there. I don't know if you know what that's for, but it starts with so many cubits wide and so many cubits long, and they were putting one together down there. It has been an unusual summer. I think we've had more than our share of rain. There are some areas in the country that could use some of it, and we would be willing to ship it down, no problem. We have a fairly good crop of mosquitoes. Now, that's all a part of living here in the state. That's the state bird. And so we, some of those you will notice look a lot like the planes. They have numbers on the wings, and they're pretty good size. This is the 2010 version of the Winnebagoland Barbershop Chorus. And like Steve said a minute ago, we've been very fortunate in being able to do a fairly good job. Hopefully tonight, we'll be able to improve upon that. And under the direction of Todd Oxley, please stand by while we sing you the Star Spangled Banner.
Grandstand, brass band, ain't you coming along? Come on. that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, whatever. Little honey lamb, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you care to hear that Swanee River play in ragtime, come on and hear, come on and hear, come on and hear, Alexander's ragtime. Listen to the beat as they're coming down the street. My, my, don't they look neat? Hear that music, ain't it grand? It's Alexander's ragtime band. They seem to swing and sway that ragtime band. Ragtime band.
During the summer months, we as a civic organization, which is what we are, attempt to keep all the guys occupied all summer long with things to do and places to go and activities, so that when fall comes, we don't have to dig around trying to find new singers all the time. We've got guys all the time, and we've got them pretty busy all the time. There's currently about 46 or 47 members that belong to the chorus. I really don't know how many are here tonight, 40 or so, 37, 35, something like that. One of the things that we attempt to do is to do church sing-outs every summer, and we do those throughout several communities within the distance that all of us travel to belong. Some of us run like 57 miles one way every week to sing with the chorus, and we've had guys from many other communities around the area. So we try to do a sing out in Berlin every year where we do 10 or 12 on a Sunday morning, and we do two of them here in Oshkosh, and they're set up by guys in the chorus. They go around and shake the hands of the pastors and the priests and make sure we get things all set up and ready to roll. And we go in and sing two songs and on to the next one. So we do 10 or 12 every one of these Sundays, and we do one of those once every month. One of the things that we enjoy every year is coming out here and entertaining for you folks, and we're very happy that we are invited back. If you're not invited back, that means that you did or said or could have done or was or should have, could have, or something like that. But it evidently it was working out fine for us. Some of the guys we know, like Whitey down here, I've known him since God was making little green apples. And we used to drink a lot of Mutte Hut Days with he and the boys from the 439th flying garbage cans over here. We had a good time with them. But at any rate, that's just some of our background here. We've been doing this like forever. One of the things that we enjoy doing are love songs. And love songs are a little different than South Rampart Street Parade or something like that. They're obviously meant to tug at a heartstring. And if you got somebody significant sitting next to you, tug at their heartstrings a little bit with this one.
Skies are blue when they're gray.
we are a barbershop quartet society. Way more than four guys up there, huh? Yeah, well, we cheat sometimes because not all of us are qualified to sing in a quartet. And I'll tell you that finding a quartet is a little difficult because you not only got to find four guys that can sing opposite parts or different parts, you also got to find four guys that can do it fairly well and match tonally with each other. And then you have to find in that four guys that can get along with each other. And then you have to learn a couple of songs. And then, of course, by that time, you're ready to introduce the next big corker in this, in that you have to introduce four women together. All right? Not that that's bad. It's just one more part of the difficult steps you need to have. We are very fortunate in the chorus that we have several quartets. One of them is here this evening. We're going to ask those guys to come down here, a quartet by the name of West Haven, and sing us a couple of songs. Relatively new, but nice guys. You will enjoy them.
I'll be the last guy hanging around to hear that old barbershop sound, that sound. I've never tried it, but I like to sing those barbershop chords when they song, any old kind, Rosie O'Grady or sweet Adeline. I love to hear that old barbershop style. Love that style. Sing for a while, ballad or jazz. Sing it with feeling or razzmatazz. I love to hear that old barbershop style. Barbershop style. How those songs bring me back there,
bring me back
to my town. I tell you, when those chords ring in the air,
oh boy,
boy, what a sound. Just give me a while, save me a place. Soon I'll be singing both tenor and bass. I love to hear that old barbershop style. Oh, what a style. You know that I love to hear that old barbershop style.
Love that old barbershop style.
I'd like to share a little story. It's a very appropriate story, actually. Our bass here, when it comes to money, well, he's tight. There's just no nice way of saying it. And you know, here at the AA, they give away, or they offer helicopter rides for $50. Well, Greg and his wife wanted to go on a helicopter ride. And Greg says, but I'm not paying $50. $50 is $50. Greg's wife says, it's only $50. I really want to go on this ride. But Greg said, I'm not spending $50. So all day long they argued. Finally, at the end of the day, Greg gives in because he's just tired. He says, look, he says, I'm just going to pay the $50 so you quit begging me to go on this ride. They get on the ride and, of course, arguing the whole time. Pilot turns around and he says, look, if you two shut up, you get the ride for free because $50 is $50. So Greg and his wife look at each other, yep, he's right, $50. So he continues on with the ride. A few minutes later, he lands a plane, the helicopter. Pilot gets out. Greg gets out. No wife. Pilot says, where's your wife? Greg says, well, you took kind of a sharp turn over there, and she fell out. Pilot says, why didn't you say something? Greg says, $50 is $50.
Well, Greg, what do you have to say for yourself?
I don't know. I mean, she just fell down, doobie-doo, down, down.
Come-a-come-a, down, doobie-doo, down, down. Come-a-come-a, down, doobie-doo, down, down. Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me.
Come-a-come-a, down.
to leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue, 'cause breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. After all that we've been through, 'cause breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do.
But now I know,
now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Won't you give our love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew, 'cause breaking up is just so hard to do. Breaking up is hard to do. Breaking up is hard to do. Doobie-doo-down. Breaking up is hard to do. Doobie-doo-down, down.
West Haven. Thanks, fellas. Nice job. Except for Mark, the tenor, you know. You have to watch out for guys with tight underwear and all. Anyway, we have a guy in the chorus I'll introduce to you in a few minutes. How many guys been in service? Stick your hands in the air. Every one of you have been in a marching formation, have you not? And every one of you have run into the guy we're going to talk about next. I'm going to tell you that we have Jim here with us, and we put him in the back row. There's a reason. Come on down, Jimmy. I got to ask you a few questions. See, Jimmy was born and raised here in Oshkosh, and of course, you all know if you flew in here that we have a pretty good-sized puddle right out here, other than rain. And Jimmy spent many a good day out there on the water, and I think your mom and dad... They helped you out learning to swim and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they bought me a boat when I was 8 years old.
Cool. How many of you guys had a boat when you were 8? Wait till you find out what they used it for. How did they use it, Jimmy?
They taught me how to swim.
Cool.
Yeah.
How did that work?
Well, see, they put me in the boat. They took me out to the middle of Lake Winnebago there.
Wow.
And then they...
Whoa, and you learned to swim doing that?
Yeah, yeah. Tough, you know. Well, it really, it wasn't too bad once I got out of that gunny sack. You know.
That does make a difference. Jimmy, you also spent some time, he's got an aunt that lives down where, Mississippi, Alabama?
That was my grandma.
Grandma.
Down in Mississippi.
In Mississippi.
Yeah.
Jimmy's got a story about her that we're going to tell you in song.
Okay. Now, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her anti-villain world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees, free as a song, and then one day I caught myself a squirrel. Stuffed him into an old shoebox, punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, and that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Now, what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But to know that some was among us was plain to see. As a choir sang, I surrender all, that squirrel ran up Harv Newman's cover halls. Harv leaped to his feet, yelled, "Some go hold on me."
The squirrel went berserk in a first self-righteous church in that spooky little town of
Now old Harv hit the aisle dancing and a-screaming. Some thought he had a vision, others thought he had a demon. Old Harv thought he had a weed or loosened his fruit of the looms. As he dropped to his knees to plead and beg, that squirrel ran out of his britches leg, unobserved, to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. But you should have seen the look in her eye when that squirrel jumped her garter and crossed her thigh. She leaped to her feet and yelled, "Lord, have mercy on me!" As the squirrel made a lapse inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins and make a sailor blush with shame. She told about gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention when she started talking about her love life and started naming names.
The squirrel went berserk. Self-righteous church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. There was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping to use and shout, "Hallelujah!"
Now seven deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 people signed up for missions in the Congo on the spot. Even without an invitation, there was over 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass and all the miracles God has brought to this whole world. But the one I'll remember to my dying day is how he put that church back on a narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel.
One day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. There was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping to news and shouting, "Hallelujah, hallelujah." One day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula.
Jimmy, take another bow, buddy.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along, because I'm quick.
I'm sitting on top of the world. Rolling along, bum ba da ba dum bum. I'm clipping down the buzz of the world. Just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned a parson in my way to fall. Just like Humpty Dumpty, when you fall, I rank you up because I'm sitting on top of the world.
On top of the world.
Just singing a song, just singing a song.
We'd like to thank you very much for having invited us to be here again. Steve asked me to do 28 minutes and 50 seconds. I think that if I do another 4 seconds, we got her split. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it very much. Okay, they're hitting me up here. Do we want to do one more? Next time you see Steve, then just go, all right? This is our scene thong. And so we like to sing our scene thong a lot. You what? Actually, it's kind of tough to get the guys up here. There's only one stairs. The guys out here that are barbershoppers want to come up and sing with us? Come on. Come on up. We'll do this. We're going to introduce them as they come up here and find out where they're from.
Dick Franklin, baritone, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Don Lippincott, lead, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Jacob Oxley, baritone, Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Ron King, bass, Detroit, Michigan.
Lead, Lebanon Singing Cedars, Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Mike Reidenauer, Hillsdale, Michigan.
Dave Adams, Detroit, Oakland County, of course.
Ken Krupsack, bass, Cleveland, Ohio.
Cool. Got more guys coming. Come on, girl. We let girls sing with us because it's a lot more fun.
Diane Riom, I sing with West Wind Harmony Chorus, a chapter of Sweet Adelines.
We're glad to have you here.
Marty Chater, Colorado, baritone. Thank you.
Cool. Anybody else want to come up? Call it once, call it twice. Cool. Big guy. Thanks, buddy. Nice to have you with us.
Let's hear it once again for the Winnebago Land Barbershop Chorus and our guest singers for this evening. Thanks, everyone.